Practice test 3. 1. Вы услышите 5 высказываний о том, как собираться в поездку. Установите соответствие между высказываниями каждого говорящего 1-5 и утверждениями A-F. Используйте каждое утверждение, обозначенное соответствующей буквой, только один раз. В задании есть одно лишнее утверждение. Вы услышите запись 2. Занесите свои ответы в таблицу.
Now we're ready to start.
I never seem to get it right when I pack my suitcase. I go for a seaside holiday with lots of light summer clothes, and then it's freezing. Or else I'm off to the mountains to catch some snow, only to find the sun is blazing and I don't need thick jumpers. It's so frustrating when that kind of thing happens. Indeed, deciding what to pack can be quite a nightmare. In future, I'll be more organized and bring one of everything. I don't care how much it weighs.
Whenever I go on holiday, I always make a checklist so I don't forget anything. I don't just mean packing, though that needs quite a bit of thought. It's all those little jobs you have to remember before you leave, like locking windows or cancelling newspaper deliveries. A few minutes extra trouble before you set off can put your mind at rest. Then you can sit back and enjoy your holiday with no worries. After all, you don't want to encourage thieves, do you?
With air travel nowadays, you have to remember the things you can and can't take in your hand baggage. Rules have become much stricter because of security issues. Last summer, I made a silly mistake. I suppose I just wasn't thinking. I packed an expensive pair of nail scissors in my hand luggage at the last minute, only to have them taken from me going through security. I was so annoyed. I should have put them in my suitcase, you see.
You know how it is. You pack one nice outfit in your case so that you have the right clothes for going somewhere special. Women have more trouble than men, I think, because they have to find all the matching accessories. A bag, shoes, jewellery and so on. And before you know it, your case is full. All that trouble for an outfit you only wear once or maybe twice. Now I make a point of only packing the basics.
It always happens. To me, anyway. You take a book with you to read and then you never get round to it. I find you're either too busy seeing the sights or going out with friends. And even when you do get a few spare moments, there always seems to be something more interesting to do. Just sitting on your hotel balcony and enjoying the view, for instance. So now I never bother with books. They're just an extra weight in your suitcase.
You have 30 seconds to complete the task. Now you'll hear the recording again.
I never seem to get it right when I pack my suitcase. I go for a seaside holiday with lots of light summer clothes, and then it's freezing. Or else I'm off to the mountains to catch some snow, only to find the sun is blazing and I don't need thick jumpers. It's so frustrating when that kind of thing happens. Indeed, deciding what to pack can be quite a nightmare. In future, I'll be more organized and bring one of everything. I don't care how much it weighs.
Whenever I go on holiday, I always make a checklist so I don't forget anything. I don't just mean packing, though that needs quite a bit of thought. It's all those little jobs you have to remember before you leave, like locking windows or cancelling newspaper deliveries. A few minutes extra trouble before you set off can put your mind at rest. Then you can sit back and enjoy your holiday with no worries. After all, you don't want to encourage thieves, do you?
With air travel nowadays, you have to remember the things you can and can't take in your hand baggage. Rules have become much stricter because of security issues. Last summer, I made a silly mistake. I suppose I just wasn't thinking. I packed an expensive pair of nail scissors in my hand luggage at the last minute, only to have them taken from me going through security. I was so annoyed. I should have put them in my suitcase, you see.
You know how it is. You pack one nice outfit in your case so that you have the right clothes for going somewhere special. Women have more trouble than men, I think, because they have to find all the matching accessories. A bag, shoes, jewellery and so on. And before you know it, your case is full. All that trouble for an outfit you only wear once or maybe twice. Now I make a point of only packing the basics.
It always happens. To me, anyway. You take a book with you to read, and then you never get round to it. I find you're either too busy seeing the sights or going out with friends. And even when you do get a few spare moments, there always seems to be something more interesting to do. Just sitting on your hotel balcony and enjoying the view, for instance. So now I never bother with books. They're just an extra weight in your suitcase.
You now have 20 seconds to check your answers. That is the end of tasks 1 to 5.